The KTOY Sunday Show is brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas. The Sunday Show is a weekly forum to discuss issues affecting our community. Now, here are your hosts, Mark White and LaTanya Michelle.
Love rising, honey buns. This is the Sunday Show with LaTanya Michelle and
Mark White.
It is Sunday, April 7th. Welcome to this edition of the Sunday Show.
KTOY Radio produces the Sunday Show and do each week from 9 until 10 a.m. and always for our studio audience. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 903-794-1047.
Did we lose you for a second?
No.
You got caught up in a moment for
got
a second.
Got caught up for a small, tiny moment.
We got you, though. You played that off. Yeah.
Do it. Hey, that's what pros do.
Hey.
Yeah, but obviously you're in a good, cheerful mood this morning.
I am. People keep telling me I look like I just woke up. I sound like I just woke up. So I'm going to change it up on y'all. Hold up.
Well, certainly glad to be in the studio. And as always, we're always glad to be in studio with you guys that's on the air that you listen to. I hope that you all had a very good week. We had Easter Sunday last week. I hope that everybody enjoyed their Easter Sunday. And we're in the midst of the celebration here in the Arklatex here.
Yeah.
In particular, Texarkana. If you notice, there's been a lot of RVs coming in town and a lot of people traveling in. They're saying that we're supposed to get in excess of 60,000 folks just in our area.
Do you believe that?
Well, it's a possibility.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of folks. I do know that all the hotels are booked up.
Wow.
It's very well possible. It's a big deal. Hopefully, the weather is going to hold. There's supposed to be some rain today. I think it's going to clear up long enough to have this the eclipse take place, and then it's going to start raining. I'll give everybody the opportunity to take a look at it. First, let me say, please, please, please get yourself those glasses. Do not step outside and look up at the sun without these special glasses. And you need the special ones that's ISO approved, that's approved to look into the sun.
Your sunglasses will not
your
work.
Your sunglasses will not work. Two pairs of sunglasses will not work.
Not
please do not have step out there and get your retinas burned out and you go blind. We don't want that.
It goes for your children too.
Children too. Please watch the kids, because if you don't watch the children, it could very well damage their eyes as well. It is very, the sun is a very intense, as you all are aware of. Looking up at it, it will cause blindness. So please, please, please make sure, if you gotta tape the glasses on their face, tape them on there, but make sure that they have the glasses on.
Or just keep them in the house and don't let them look out the window.
Well, you could do that too. Listen, Texarkana is in the line of totality, so tomorrow we're supposed to be able to see the complete total darkness for a 3 to 4 minute period. Then we're going to get to see the ring, and then it's going to go past the moon, going to travel past the sun once again and then lighten the sky back up. So it's going to be an exciting event to watch. The next one is not until 2044, so for those of us who hopefully, if we make it long enough, if not, please get this opportunity to get out of here and take a look at it, because this is a really special event. So, but please, I would like for you, everyone, please be careful.
We got to keep in mind too, this is going to go really quickly, so this is not the time to have color people time.
No.
You're going to miss it. It's what? Yeah. How long? About 4 minutes?
It's going to, the whole process is going to take anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The totality is going to be anywhere from 1 minute to 4 minutes. So yes, it's going to be really quick. So you want to definitely have yourself out there and taking a look at it. And again, I would much rather you stay in the house if you don't have what you need to look up at the sun. Please, please, please. They have them all over the place. They got them in stores. They have them, and there's still some available. I know they had some out at the airport. I know they had some at the Southwest Center. They're all over the place.
Just at the banks now.
Just at the banks now? Okay.
The Red River.
So please, whatever you do, make sure you do that. On noon Friday, from 11 to 2 at the Four States Fair. We're going to have a celebration, celebration out at the fair. That's KTOY Radio. They're going to have free balloons and moon pies while they last. So please.
And Miss Dee Dee Woods is going to be out there.
Yeah, Dee Dee's going to be out there. So if you're going to go out. Dee Dee out and get your moon pie and get your balloon, by all means go on out there.
And the glasses.
And they're gonna be for free. So hey, get out there.
We have 5,000 pairs, so
okay, 5,000 pair.
Okay,
well good. Listen, we got some, so there's no excuse not to have them. So please enjoy this moment. Be safe about doing it. And just get into it.
I got celebration. A question.
Sure.
Can you take pictures if you have glasses?
Well, it depends on what filters you have on your cameras. Because remember, the sun's intensity. The sun's intensity is pretty good. Now, I would imagine you can, since we're in a line of totality, you can take the picture once it completely covers it.
Okay.
But I doubt very seriously prior to that. I don't know what type of filter you may have on your camera. Your camera may not be able to handle the intensity of the sun.
So make sure you have insurance on that phone before you do that.
Or make sure that, you know, don't take no unnecessary risk unless you want to buy another phone with a camera on it. So I'm not exactly sure. But again, enjoy it. Do it safely, listen. It's a big event in here in this area, so we're glad to have it. Let's see what else we got going on here. It's the Four States Fair. Yes, it has started up. Unfortunately, there was an incident last night at the Four States Fair. There was a reported shooting. Don't have a lot of details about it, but there was but I'm sure that the police departments here in town are going to investigate and make sure that they continue to have the safety. So I want to encourage each and every one of you. I know that that event took place, but please go out and enjoy the fair. For the most part, there is some security out there. I know I've seen a lot of police out there. There is an opportunity for you to enjoy yourselves, get you something to eat, let the kids ride on the rides. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be here, started this past Friday, all the way until the 14th. So you have more than an opportunity. Of course, the rodeo's on sometime this week and other events. So take advantage of that because, you know, it's only here for 1 week and then we won't see it again for another year. So please take advantage of that. Nationally, they're still working on the records there in Baltimore. They're starting to pull the mangled metal out from around that ship and in the water, so they can open up that lane of travel, so they can get those ships in and out, so they can keep exports and imports coming in.
Have they let the people off the ship yet?
I don't believe they have. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they have let them off or not. I know the NTSB is for real. They want to make sure they get all the details because there was a loss of life.
Right.
So they want to make sure they got everything covered. Right now, again, they're still saying that it was power failures. But, you know, when the NTSB get that report out, I'm sure everybody will get the opportunity to do that. Again, our heart goes out for those people who lost their lives during that, but they're trying to get that so they can, one, recover the rest of the bodies, and number two, they can get that port open, because that's one of the second biggest port on the eastern seaboard, and they need to get that back open so they can keep commerce going to and from the United States. Again, the biggest thing going on is the solar eclipse across the country. Guess what? Jobs report was out. 303,000 new jobs that were created. That makes it 3 years in a row with job growth in the United States, over 15 million jobs. So if there are jobs out there, if you want to work.
I think that's the thing. It doesn't seem like people want to work these days.
If you want to work, there are jobs out there. So if you, you know, listen, there's no excuse. The economy is doing well. I know some people don't think so because the gas price is still high, but because of the conflict in the Middle East, anytime there's anything going in the Middle East, you're going to see a rise in gas prices and the conflict over in Europe. So that's not helping the situation. So, but I know, you know, gas prices are high, food prices are high, but all that stuff is going to come down. I know that it is, but the economy is doing well. And, you know, that's a good thing.
So are those numbers are based on worldwide, right? They're not
on national.
National.
Yes,
so that doesn't necessarily mean that in the area that you live in.
Well, actually here in Texarkana, the unemployment rate is at 3.7, which is exactly where the country is.
The norm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The country's at 3.8. Texarkana is at 3.7. So they're right along the lines with the national average.
So do we have a way of finding out, like, the numbers for the job, new jobs and everything in Texarkana?
We have to do a little bit more research on that. But yeah, okay. we can find that out, though. Okay. But that's a good point.
Because I know you're a researcher and you're going to find it. If it's out there, you're going to find it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find it because I want to make sure that I keep everybody informed. Right. So you got to do that research.
Right.
For sure, we want to do that. Well, you know, we're going to take a quick break and then LaTanya and I are going to come back and we're going to have some stuff to talk about. So stay tuned.
All right. We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark and Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
In today's fast-paced world, having a robust digital presence is non-negotiable. But we get it. Navigating the digital landscape can be daunting. That's where Local First Media Group steps in. Partnering with us means accessing a dedicated team focused on executing a targeted web presence strategy. Choose from a range of services like intuitive websites, social media management, reputation enhancement, and SEO. Local First Media Group is here to deliver consistent, significant, and sustainable results for your business. Visit localfirstmediagroup.com to find out more.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, April 12th. See Home Club for details.
Thousands of visitors are coming to the Arklatex for Monday's Total Eclipse. While you're enjoying food, music, and the Four States Fair, we're celebrating too, sharing songs from our Solibration playlist all weekend. And Monday, we'll take our roadshow to the Four States Fairgrounds, handing out free balloons for the kids and moon pies while they last during our live roadshow from 11 to 2. Happy Solibration Weekend from Texarkana's R&B, 104.7 KTOY.
Now back to The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As always, we're certainly glad to have you in on the show this morning. And again, we got a lot going on in the area with the big old celebration. And so taking this time out to, we want to talk about whatever it is that you decide you want us to talk about here this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about dating. One of the things that Miss Michelle is very passionate about, and you know, she has a magazine, is about the dating. The dating situation that goes on here, I guess, now, you know, just overall in general in the United States. But she does a lot of writing on the, outside of what she does here at the studio on dating. So I'm going to let her start with what we're talking about, and then we'll get into it. Listen, if you're interested in the conversation, by all means, give us a call, 903 794-1047, to give us a call if you want to have a question or comment about anything that we talk about this morning. So we're glad to always have you on the air with us.
Okay. So we're going to be straight up. First, we were supposed to have some people in here joining us.
That's
so we
true.
Were going to be talking about their dating life and stuff. But
right.
Because they're not here, we're going to freestyle this or whatever.
Oh, yeah. We make it work.
So I actually have a company. My company is called Latonya Michelle Experience.
Mm-hmm.
And a part, one of the divisions in my company is all about relationships, mm-hmm. love relationships. Mm-hmm. And dating falls into that because mm-hmm. it's... With any and everything that I do, it's about self-love.
Mm.
We start with self-love. And, you know, at one point in time, I was a matchmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, do you still matchmake? And I was like, I really don't matchmake like the typical, the traditional way.
Mm.
Because I honestly believe, and I've learned through the matchmaking, is that the best way to get a mate is to find yourself
mm-hmm.
and to work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the more and more I was pouring into my clients and more that they were tapping into themselves, I was just watching the manifestation of their mate showing up mm-hmm. out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't having to do a lot of work. I was really focusing more on them.
Mm-hmm.
However, it still brings out the dating
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. there's still people out there who are still saying, I can't find the right man.
Right.
There's no good women out here.
Right.
And everything and stuff, and I'm one of those who believes a little different
mm-hmm.
than that. Everybody is entitled to their own thoughts.
Absolutely.
Everybody's entitled. So let me just put this out. This is just, I don't represent nobody but Latonya Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I do not force mm-hmm. my thoughts on anybody else mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. myself
mm-hmm.
And my clients that trust me.
Okay.
Well, I still don't force it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the biggest problems that's going on, and let me also put this too. I do a lot of coaching for clients too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for couples too.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are in relationships and they just want to spice up their relationship
mm-hmm.
or they just want to have a more safe relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the big things that people are talking about a lot lately is the dating scene and how it's hard to find a mate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard, or that you're finding people who are deceptive.
Mm-hmm. And this is at all ages,
these
correct?
Are all ages. This
yeah.
is all ages. This is not, at one point, you seem like you would think that it was the younger people,
mm-hmm.
but now you're finding, as a matter of fact, I have a client that's like, I think he's 57.
Mm-hmm.
He's 57 or whatever that I'm working with because he was like, I'm tired of the dating scene. I'm tired of the online dating apps,
mm-hmm.
the Facebook dating and everything and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And I keep running into these women who are a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand is you attract who you are. Now, you can attract negativity or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
If you're a negative person.
If you're a negative person.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also attract... One of the things that I teach and I had to learn for myself is I had to clear myself up.
Yes.
I had to get rid of my negativity,
mm-hmm.
even if it didn't seem negative to me.
Mm-hmm.
But we have it in us because
you want to make sure that you don't bring baggage.
You don't want to bring baggage, but
mm-hmm.
you also your mindset. You have to be able to change your mindset
mm-hmm.
or whatever because you don't want to go. You can't be saying what are you bringing to the table, but then when it comes down to it, you look like you're bringing stuff to the table because you got a good job, you got a home, and all of that stuff. But
mm-hmm.
mentally, you're still dealing with a lot of stuff from your past.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
It is.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's easy for us to point the fingers at somebody else, but
mm-hmm.
we rarely point it at ourselves.
At ourselves. And we don't look ourselves in the mirror and analyze what
we
it
don't.
Is that we do.
We don't.
And so it brings up that point that you need to correct yourself first.
You have to. You have to.
If you want to have a good dating experience.
For real. And the thing about it is we think because we hide something like, okay, so let's say me and John was dating I've never dated a John. Let's put that out there. Okay. So let's say me and John was dated, and me and John cheated on me, mm-hmm. or whatever. And so John was a good guy. We had a good relationship. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew about me and John or whatever. And mm-hmm. then John cheated on me with his coworker. Mm-hmm. All right. So everybody found out about that or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think, because I didn't cut up, I didn't cuss him out, and mm-hmm. I didn't clown mm-hmm. or whatever. I just, you know, went about it. I just let it go, mm-hmm. walked away, mm-hmm. and went about my life. Mm-hmm. I think that makes me good, and I'm not like the rest of the women. Mm-hmm. However, if I didn't deal with the rejection that came with that, mm-hmm. or I didn't deal with the embarrassment that came with that, mm-hmm. or I didn't deal with a lot of stuff, and I just covered it up and went on, mm-hmm. I still got issues.
Yeah.
I still got issues. Yeah. And people think you don't react. Mm-hmm. That means you're better, or you got it figured out. And mm-hmm. that's not necessarily true, because guess what? When you enter that new relationship, as soon as they do something, one thing, mm-hmm. uh-oh, we have a caller. As soon as they do one thing that seems like what John did, that stuff comes back. And it comes back to you in a way that's just like, we have a caller?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put you guys on pause. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. First off, I was going to say, with the dating scene, I don't know. Of course, you probably deal with diverse populations, but in the African American population, mm-hmm. there's this stigma that there's a shortage of black men. I wonder if you could address that.
Okay.
And then I wanted to say that when I've thought about, you know, when you're trying to find someone, because I've had someone, ladies that are like earning, you know, close to $100,000, they're like, well, who should I date? You know, should I date another? And it's a, you know, black women are saying, should I date somebody that's a man that's making $100,000? There may not be a lot of brothers making $100,000. Mm-hmm. And so I said, try to find someone that has potential. You know, I actually dated someone that was working at a factory, but I knew he had potential, you know, potentially on his own business. Mm-hmm. And then I asked people this about themselves and myself too. Would I date me if I had a check, you know, mm-hmm. would, you know, mm-hmm. you know, right. when I look at it, what am I, you know, what about, would I date me? And also sometimes, like I think Tyrese or somebody said that they was tired of people thinking when they got ready to date them that they needed to be captain. I hate to say it like that, but you know, like, let me come and dump all my problems with you.
Right.
We maybe can't even go enjoy this restaurant because it reminds me of something like that. Mm-hmm. When people are ready to enjoy a new adventure, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. every day is an exploration. Let's go enjoy something new. I don't want to hear about when we went over this bridge. Oh, this is how I felt with that person. Right. You know, you're that's right. how, you know. Okay. Enough. But don't forget, is there a shortage of us? I'm shortage of black men and everything. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate your call, as always.
So she touched on a couple things. The shortage of black men. Okay. So let me just say this, because you also know that I'm a big advocate of black men, too. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily think that there is a shortage of black men.
I'm in agreement.
What I think that it is that we have black men and black women have become enemies. Mm-hmm. And because of our experiences in our past, mm-hmm. it has mm-hmm. limited our mindset mm-hmm. to being able to see and know what the definition of a good man and a bad man is.
Oh, a good woman or a bad woman.
Exactly. Man yeah. or woman. Because it's mm-hmm. not just women. It's men, too. Because Absolutely. Men are fed up now.
Right.
And they're frustrated mm-hmm. just like women are. It's like
we're battling each other.
For nothing.
Right.
For nothing. When we both want the same thing. I constantly. So, along with Lovecology, I have a magazine called Rulers. It's dedicated to black men. So mm-hmm. I constantly talk to black men nationwide or whatever. And they are frustrated. Mm-hmm. They're frustrated because they feel like the ones that are, I'm going to use, I have my hands up in parentheses, you know, so I'm going to use the term good man, mm-hmm. but I don't even like that term, but I'm going to use that so people mm-hmm. can understand it.
Right.
So there are good men out there, but they're frustrated because the bad men are getting all the attention. Mm-hmm. And so that makes mm-hmm. them look like they're all the same, and they're
yes.
not.
Yes.
They're not, yeah, you know, and yeah. that's just like the us women, the natural women, the women who really have it together. Mm-hmm. We don't have a good reputation because the social media dolls and the all the ones who's made themselves look perfect or mm-hmm. whatever, get the attention, but that's not even what the men really want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because we have the social media, that's what they see all the time.
Exactly.
It appears as if they want. So we're the good women, I'm just using this term,
yeah,
you know,
understand.
For this.
Yeah.
The good
yeah.
women are sitting there frustrated because they can't find the good men. Mm-hmm. And the good men are frustrated because they can't find the good woman. But they're both looking.
Mm-hmm.
They're both looking.
And they're both there.
They're both there. They just and they're
can't
both
manage
available.
To reach her. Yeah.
Right. And also on to the making the 100K and let me go back to what you bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first question when I sit down with my clients, and my first question I ask is, are you dateable?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that makes you so special that someone would want to date you?
But now you're doing what's called self-realization.
Oh, we have to.
And you,
we have to.
It goes back to your initial point where you say, look in the mirror first.
You
need to analyze who you are first. And then once you get that, and then you know you can move on from that point on.
It's so important to do that. And it's not look in the mirror and be like, oh, I'm this bad chick. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got it going on.
No, because
you
honest.
Can look in your closet mm-hmm. and you got the nice mm-hmm. clothes and the Louis Vuittons and mm-hmm. you drive a nice car. And all. That's not what makes you a good person. It's mm-hmm. your insides.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
what is your personality? How do you treat people when they're not looking?
Right.
You know, how do you make people feel about you just by just being you
mm-hmm,
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you when things aren't going your way?
Right.
How did you deal with all the things in your past?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and have you really dealt with them?
Mm.
You know, we as, and I'm going to talk about black people,
mm-hmm.
Because that's a lot of what I work with. We have, what's sad is that we live in a time in our past,
mm-hmm.
we love secrets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're just going to go. We're going to mm-hmm. just die with it. We're not going to say it.
Right.
People have been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They've been hurt by their family. They've been hurt by so much. And they hold on to that
right.
or whatever. Guess what? When it comes time to love.
It manifests
and
itself.
That vulnerability is time to kick mm-hmm. out. All that stuff is going to come to light.
Mm-hmm.
So you deal with it. I tell people, we need to deal with this now.
Mm-hmm.
So when it does pop back up, because when it's time to be truly vulnerable and you really find someone that you really want to love,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So you either going to deal with it now
or deal with it
or you're going to deal with it then and not know how to deal with it. And then you're going to have that mate wanting them to support you. Hopefully they will support you if they're good.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to put a lot on them that you could have figured out yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and people don't want to talk about that in relationships. You know, we want to go out with our girls and look cute and everything. And we see this sexy man that's got himself together and stuff. Because men and women are totally different.
They are.
Men and women are totally different. Men are more way more acceptable than women are.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we don't want to talk about that. But men will take a broke woman.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Men will take
because
a broke woman.
Because that's not
that's not what they're looking
for.
That's
not what
they're
looking for. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Men's main thing is they want to make sure that woman is good.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to solve that issue. And as long as that woman is bringing them peace,
mm-hmm.
most of the time they're good.
Right.
Us women, they need to make 100K,
right.
You know, well, that's
car,
some of us. They have to have a car
house.
And everything.
Right.
They got to dress nice, you know.
Right.
Unless you're a woman who has really taken the time. Those women who have really taken the time to know who they are,
mm-hmm.
they don't necessarily always look for that stuff. Now, they want a man who's got himself together and he
can
take care of himself.
Right.
You know, eventually you should be able to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But that doesn't necessarily have to be financially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what she spoke earlier about having potential and
right.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to use the word potential because us women, we like to mold men.
Mm-hmm.
We like to build a bears.
Right.
So we'll see one sign of potential and we think that that's it. And we'll get frustrated when they don't do it. When we walk around, when we're with them for 6 to 7 months and they still ain't stepped into that potential.
Yeah, right.
So I don't necessarily like to use that word potential. However, you can pay attention to a man because some men may not communicate, but they always tell on themselves. All you got to do is be quiet and pay attention.
And just listen to what
they say. You do, because they tell on themselves by their actions and
mm-hmm.
their words
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And their words might not be directed to you, but watch how they treat the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their normal routines and stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know, because I feel like I'm going off because I really want to go back to about the, where we were talking potential, even though mm-hmm. have themselves together mm-hmm. can be with the manager of Burger King.
Right.
They can be with that because right. their mindset is they're so used to taking care of themselves mm-hmm. and they're going to, no matter what, they're going to still take care of themselves.
Right.
They understand that who they are as a person. And so that man that comes in is a bonus
mm-hmm.
and they're going to still be able to take care of themselves and still pour into a man
mm-hmm.
and so they're looking for he doesn't necessarily have to make a certain amount of money, but if he knows how to be a man,
because mm-hmm.
that's what we're looking for these days, right. and it's hard
yeah.
to find someone who is comfortable with being a man,
right?
Or whatever. Yeah. I hope I'm not.
I hope I'm
making sense.
You're making perfectly good sense because I also see that. And then, listen, I haven't been, well, believe it or not, I still date. Okay.
You should. You better.
We're
going to call your wife and ask her that. I need yeah. her to call in. Does
yeah,
he still date
yeah,
you properly?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, she'll tell you that. In fact, we went on a date one day, I think Friday or something
what
like that.
What y'all do?
What did we do? We went and did something. I can't remember exactly what it was, what we did, but we did something. And then, you know, we spend time dating. I mean, you still got to do it. I don't care how long you've been married or how long you've been with each other. You gotta still date. You gotta keep it going.
You have
you can't,
to.
You know, it's just part of it. It's just part of it. You can have 2 days in, 2 years, 20 years, 40 years. You still gotta do it.
You do. You do.
And so because of that, you know, that's why, you know, a lot of people, and, you know, to your point, a lot of people have failed relationships because, one, they don't do that self-analyzation like you were talking
right.
about, which is really important because you can't love somebody if you don't love yourself.
Oh, that's the whole problem in relationships. People are jumping in relationships because, oh, he looks good or mm-hmm. he makes me feel good
mm-hmm.
or the sex is good. Let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
People stay together because of things like that until mm-hmm. something happens.
Right.
Something happens right. and you realize, wait a minute, we don't know how to communicate.
Right.
We don't know anything about each other
right.
or whatever. And you start paying attention to that person.
Mm-hmm.
You realize, wait a minute,
this ain't what I'm looking for. This ain't what I need. This I'm not getting what I need in order to keep myself happy. That's a problem.
And it's not, and you can't, and then you want to start pointing fingers, but
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't have been pointing fingers at him
been
or her. You should be pointing at yourself.
Because yep.
if you was really into yourself mm-hmm. and taking the time to love yourself, this stuff would have already come to light. Those what do they call red flags?
Mm-hmm.
Red flags, red flags, red
I remember
flags.
What I did now on
listen,
the date.
Listen,
think about it.
Red flags almost don't exist when you start loving yourself
mm-hmm.
because you have boundaries.
Right.
And so when those boundaries are crossed, you're okay with taking a chance of losing somebody mm-hmm. because of the respect and the love that you have for yourself.
Yes.
Now, when you haven't taken the time to invest in yourself, red flags become your normal.
Mm-hmm.
Walking on mm-hmm. eggshells become your normal
mm-hmm.
or whatever because you're so caught up in having a mate
mm-hmm.
that you hold on to it and you just all of a sudden just you let a lot of things fly that shouldn't be flying.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's
yep.
not, and that's totally different than compromising because you got to compromise.
Yeah.
But compromising and accepting red flags and walking on eggshells just to keep someone is totally different.
Correct.
Totally different.
I agree. Like I told you, I remember my date.
What was your date?
We went to breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what y'all go to breakfast at?
IHOP.
Okay. Yeah. I like IHOP.
Yeah,
I like
we went
IHOP.
To breakfast at IHOP. And, you know, we sat down and had a conversation and we talked and we had eaten and talked about what's going on and the plans and stuff like that. But you got to do that.
Let me tell you something.
You
one of the most important things is even when, when you're out and about or it's a grocery store, you can meet any people anywhere, church or whatever. I'm going to go into that, but let me go back for
mm-hmm.
a second.
Mm-hmm.
I always say this. When you walk out your house,
mm-hmm.
when you walk out your house,
mm-hmm.
if you are single, always walk out with the intention on your mind that I may meet my mate today.
Mm-hmm.
So that frustration, that attitude or whatever.
Should be gone.
It should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
It should be gone. That wanting to go off and being angry and mad if somebody speaks to you or whatever, learn to let that go because or learn how to deal with it in a different way, because you never know.
Right.
You never know who you're going to run into.
Or who's looking. Right.
Because there's a lot of people watching you and you have no idea who's watching you. Mm. And I had to learn that the hard way, because I'd be having people come up to me and I was like, oh, I know you. How do you know me? But you never know who's watching. You could have a conversation with somebody and it could be your mate's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she might go home and say, oh, I met this lady today, so-and-so, or you never know. And we have to be able to understand. We need to learn to, especially if we're single and we intentionally want somebody in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be as simple as the pictures that you take,
mm-hmm.
the things that you post and everything and stuff. If you really want a mate,
yeah.
you need to be intentional about it.
Right.
Doesn't mean that mate has to be that main one, but if you want to start dating yeah. and if you want to be noticed,
mm-hmm.
don't go outside with the thing over your head. don't go outside in pajamas.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. make sure, and I'm not saying that you don't have to, you have to look fancy or whatever.
Right.
But even in your sweats, look clean.
Right.
Look presentable. Look right. like you want
to
look like you want your
somebody
man. Like you already
you.
Got your man.
Or somebody wants
operate
to talk to you.
Operate right. like you already got your man. Right. For real. Or like you already got your woman
mm-hmm.
and everything. And it doesn't matter if, like the men always complain. This is the biggest complaint I hear about men. They say women, especially black women, seem to be kind of rude. Like mm-hmm. you can open the door for them
mm-hmm.
and they automatically think that you want them and they don't know how to say thank you. Mm-hmm. I hear this all the time
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Guess what, man? It doesn't matter. All black women aren't the same.
That's true.
They're not all the same.
That's true.
Don't stop doing what you do.
That's true.
Because somebody has frustrated you. Keep opening those doors. And if one don't say thank you, you just say you greet them anyways and you keep on moving. Because you're going to open the door for one person and that may be that person that you're going to end up with. We have a caller.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, Mark?
All right.
Y'all doing okay today?
We're doing pretty good.
Amazing. Yeah. How are you?
Man, I'm sitting here and I'm listening. What's going on?
Yeah.
And are you liking it? Well,
are you enjoying it?
We're talking about relationships.
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But you have to look at, okay, now we're in a point in history to where we learn to love, first of all, by what we learn, what we see.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at what's been put out there on us, when you look at the messages, and I heard Latonya, you was talking about the women, you know, they don't know how to appreciate, you know, that man. But you look at, who are their role models?
Right.
You know, mama is not the role model. Grandma's not the role model. You know, you got Megan Thee Stallion. You got Cardi B, and now with Sexy Red. So it's kind of like, you know, it's almost impossible, you know, for these, especially the young generation.
Mm-hmm.
But we are getting toward the older generation, our age.
Yes.
Listening and being controlled by the same stuff that the kids are being mm-hmm. controlled by.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so as far as we struggle. We got to go back to what grandma used to do.
Right. Oh,
you
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
What granddad used to do.
Right.
You know, so we're in a sad state when it comes down to that. You look at Lauryn Hill, Jill Scott, the messages that they were giving, you know, the young ladies during our time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, these young ladies are getting a totally different
message. Yeah.
You treat men, you got to treat men bad if you're listening to even Beyonce. and all you beehivers out there, you know, hey, I like Beyonce too. But, you know, hey, don't shoot the message
yeah.
on this one here.
Yeah.
Because, hey, now, the messages. Hey, now, that's good for adults if you want to listen to it. But when I see it in rotation, the way that they put a lot of this stuff in rotation
mm-hmm.
on regular radio, I'm like, well, wow, man, this is what the kids are learning? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How can you respect a relationship if you can't respect elders, your parents, and all of this?
That's true.
So y'all speak on that.
You have a valuable point,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, very important. Hey, we appreciate your call.
You know what, Zach?
Call Timmy, baby. All right.
Bye-bye.
That's one of the reasons why I started doing what I wanted.
Yeah.
We're going to come back. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to reply to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and Latonya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
Don't miss the 79th Annual Four States Fair and Rodeo, April 5th through April 14th. Brought to you by Farmers Bank and Trust and Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital. Monster trucks, demolition derby, and rodeo action. Carnival rides, concerts, the Ag Learning Center, great fair food, and more. Tickets are on sale now at the Four States Fair box office or fourstatesfair.com. The 79th Annual Four States Fair, April 5th through April 14th. This ad paid for with a combination of state and regional funds.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DOLLAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code DOLLAR. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DOLLAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DOLLAR.
There's a price war in the insurance business. Be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 800-430-1309. 800-430-1309. That's 800-430-1309.